Here's Andy Uteman.
The start of every flu season comes with the inevitable question, whether or not to get that shot. As far as Health Canada is concerned, the answer is yes. Up to 8,000 people will die from seasonal flu, and only about a quarter of the population actually gets the vaccine.
I would say dig deeply into the research to find truly independent research that is showing that the flu shot is unnecessary, that it does not work. Also, make sure you read the package insert. If you look at the package insert closely, I don't see how anybody would ever surrender to doing this process. Forgo it. It's not necessary. It doesn't work. And that's what the research is showing.
Well, I've never ever had a flu shot, and my doctor advised me never to have a flu shot.
We're healthy. There you go. Why would I get something I don't need?
I'm a nurse, and I know it's bad to say that, but I don't get the flu shot.
There really are no good predictors as to when and when you will get the flu, and that's why it's very important to be protected against this virus that can cause very serious illness.
So that's why we were very excited to expand scope of practice for pharmacists to allow pharmacists to give people more choices, more options, give people the opportunity to come in on their lunch break to get that flu shot.
So there it is. If Deb Matthews, our own MPP and our health minister, says you should have a flu shot, is that good enough for you? She had hers this week. I understand she's having another vaccine tomorrow to make her more immune to exploding government debt. That's a new vaccine. There are so many vaccines out there. It's just amazing. Good morning, London. It is Thursday, October the 25th. The show is London Today. My name is Andy Uteman. So here it is, the flu season, and you are being barraged with all these messages about getting your flu shots. You can get yours, by the way, at the Western Fair, 4 o'clock this afternoon until about 8 o'clock, and then there will be a series of clinics all across the area throughout the city of London and beyond. So then the question, should you have one? Well, I want to ask you, there is literally an explosion of voices saying, first of all, they don't work, and secondly, they're not safe. And I'll be sharing some of those voices, but I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 643-1290. Are you going to have your flu shot, and why? Well, because that's what you do, is you get a flu shot so you won't get the flu. Well, there's a little bit more to the story than that. Speaking of a little bit more to the story, Joe Fontana's name in the paper again. This time with a direct connection to a charity, which has a connection to, a connection to, and a connection to operations which Canada Revenue Agency calls a sham. This is getting really embarrassing and really starting to make me question this whole. In fact, I got to recall, when Joe Fontana announced his run for mayor right here in this studio, he was sitting right there, and I'm pointing at the chair, and he was talking about this charity that he was involved with, and I'm thinking, why have I never heard of it? Why have I never heard of it? Anyway, we'll get into that next hour. We're going to talk about the small family farm. Used to be pretty well everybody lived on a small family farm all around the world. Those days are gone. It's mostly factory farms. People are nervous about factory farms. How can we get back to the small family farm? And school bus operators in the Belleville area are declaring a major victory in their battle with the McGuinty government over what is amounting to a total upheaval in the school bus industry. So much to cover, but the phone lines are already lighting up on the issue of flu shots. Dan, are you going to get your flu shot?
Already got it.
You already got it, and that's why you're sounding so healthy this morning.
Healthy. And I'll defend anybody that doesn't want to get it. I treat it the same way as I do being a Christian, is that people who want to be atheists are allowed to do that. I just got my bases covered. So if being an atheist and not believer is true, then, hey, I'm no different there. But if there happens to be a higher power, I got it covered.
Oh, really?
Same with the flu shot.
Well, I'm sure God is honored by a man who sits down and prays and says, God, if you're up there.
That's right. We're a realist. Come on, now think about it.
Okay, Dan, let's. While you're on a roll here, could you explain what happened with Vioxx?
With Vioxx?
Could you explain what happened with thalidomide?
Well, that pose some questions.
Thank you. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Nope, never get it. Used to get it. Every year I got it, I always got sick. And most of the years that I didn't get it, I never got sick. I don't get it anymore.
Okay, two simple questions. Does it work, and is it safe? Does it work, Jeff?
For me, it didn't. Is it safe? I'm not an authority on that, but it didn't work for me. And my family doctor would ask me, you know, do you want your flu shot while you're in here? Nope. How come? Well, every year I get it, I get sick. Fair enough, she said, and that's the end of that.
Okay, Jeff, I appreciate the call. I often refer to these ads on TV for flu shots. You got to get your flu shot. Got to get your flu shot. And I have to laugh at parts of them. Well, Ryan and I have grabbed one of those commercials from ABC News, and I want to play it to you in parts. I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay? So let's play the good part first. The first part of this commercial, this is soundbite A, Ryan, if we could, from the commercial you see on ABC News every night, The Little Porcupine, and this lovely little commercial which just makes you feel all warm and yummy.
Flu protection with a 90% smaller needle.
A 90% smaller needle.
Announcing FluZone intradermal vaccine. A 90% smaller needle. Wow, that's short. To learn more, talk to your healthcare provider.
Nothing about whether the vaccine works, but then comes what I call the bad and the ugly. And how you can have a flu vaccine after listening to the next part, I don't get it.
FluZone intradermal vaccine is FDA approved for 18 to 64 year olds. It shouldn't be given to anyone with a severe allergic reaction to any vaccine component, including eggs, egg products, or a prior dose of influenza vaccine. Tell your doctor if you've ever had Guillain-Barré syndrome. Redness, firmness, swelling, and itching at the injection site occur more frequently than with FluZone vaccine. Other common side effects include pain, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches. If you have other symptoms or problems following vaccination, call your doctor immediately. Vaccination may not protect everyone.
Okay, and in fairness, let's play out the rest of the commercial, the little tag.
90% shorter, please. I have a call back on Monday.
Visit FluZone.com or these locations to find FluZone intradermal vaccine. Tiny needle, big protection.
Do you buy it? Tiny needle, big protection. Thomas, are you a believer?
Absolutely not, Andy.
But you wouldn't challenge the commercial, would you? I mean, doesn't everybody get a flu shot?
Well, if people understand what Guillain-Barré is, it's a form of paralysis. And I knew a long time ago that my body did not need chemical concoctions to make me feel better.
You don't believe in vaccines at all?
Absolutely not. Well, look at the vaccine for the girls, Gardasil. There's reported, and this is on their official site, there's over 100 girls that have died as a result of the vaccine itself.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of controversy surrounding Gardasil, and yet we are pouring massive amounts of government money into injecting all girls on the premise that they're all going to have sex by the time they're in grade 9, and they're all at risk of cervical cancer, so let's pump them full of chemicals. In a nutshell, that's the logic.
From my point of view, our bodies were made perfect. We need certain elements to make us healthy. This is basically a mind control operation for people to buy stuff they don't need, or at least take stuff they don't need, and pharmaceutical companies don't care because they're protected by the government. And when they do introduce a new vaccine, it's not the government that does the testing. It's the pharmaceutical companies that are responsible for providing the information regarding that vaccine.
Thomas, you've been listening to Pam Killeen very well. Very, very good. A great call. Appreciate it. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Thomas, and then we'll talk to Pam Killeen, who says flu vaccines are not safe. And besides, they don't work. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
So that's why we were very excited to expand scope of practice for pharmacists to allow pharmacists to give people more choices, more options, give people the opportunity to come in on their lunch break to get that flu shot.
Deb Matthews, our health minister, MPP from London, getting her flu shot this week and recommending you get yours, Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Amanda,
go ahead. Where are you? Why is it so noisy?
I'm really upset with the fear-mongering that goes on with vaccinations, flu vaccines, as well as other vaccines that haven't been tested.
So
the bottom line is these vaccines have preservatives in them that are damaging to our immune system. And, you know, the bottom line is building your immunity up naturally so that you don't have to depend on vaccines that aren't really proven to be effective. And most people that get the vaccine for the flu in particular get the flu. So I'm not sure how that's building your immunity. We're a natural family. We don't get vaccines. We don't use the flu vaccine. And we don't get the flu. We're healthy. But it's a responsibility of the family and the individual to build that health up, you know, and not depend on, you know, outside sources. And there's ways to do that.
Amanda, what do you say to people who are debating getting a flu vaccine?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
What would you say to all our listeners considering getting a flu vaccine?
I would say, you know, talk to your healthcare practitioner, not necessarily mainstream medicine, but I'm a holistic nutritionist, and, you know, I confer with my naturopath. I choose to boost my family's immunity in natural ways. I would avoid sugars, refined sugars throughout the flu season. Wash your hands, use foods that are immune building. Cook with lots of onion and garlic. They're antiparasitic, antiviral, antibacterial. And, use food as your medicine and your medicine as your food, as opposed to outside sources of chemical concoctions that are toxic to the body and the immunity.
Amanda, great call.
Our bodies are very smart. They've been very smart for centuries and centuries. The body knows what to do, you know, that for a fever, when a fever hits, it's there to kill bacteria. When swelling hits, it's there to confine bacteria. Our bodies are very smart. It's what man-made concoctions are there to kind of throw it off.
Amanda, we have to leave it there. We thank you so much. Ryan, did you plant that call?
No, I did not.
No, you must have. Come on.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
No, she called in. She just
could I
have? Show.
Did I plant that call?
Not that I know of.
Unbelievable. Amanda, I've never heard of her. Talk about somebody who's understood the message from Pam Colleen. And did Steve Garrison call Pam a crazy lady this morning? I think he called her a crazy lady. But that's she's used to that. A lot of people call her crazy. But Pam, could you believe what you just heard?
Yeah, somebody's been doing their research, and what people can do is actually dig into the scientific literature to find out that there is a lot of published data to show that the flu shot doesn't work, including the Cochrane collaboration for back in 2006. There's some new data that came out of the University of Minnesota showing that the flu shot is not as effective as we always believed it would be. You know, it's a very scary feeling to think that you could be responsible for your own health, that for many, many years now we've been turning to the government as a codependent type of relationship, that the government is somehow responsible for our health. And it's a very scary feeling for people to drift away from that. I mean, when kids leave home to go to university, that's a scary feeling because you're breaking away, you're becoming independent, you're no longer codependent. And that's what I'm talking about here. That's the same feeling that I think a lot of people go through when they're torn over whether or not they want to believe the government and the corporations, or whether or not they want to stand alone and be able to take control of their own health and make the right decision with regards to their immune system.
Pam, two questions, and you've taught us well. There are two questions. First of all, does it work? And secondly, is it safe? Pam Colleen, does the flu vaccine even work?
No, if you look at the data, it doesn't work. You played that commercial, Andy, where it shows that the side effects of the flu shot are actual symptoms of the flu. If you read the package insert, you wouldn't inject that concoction into your skin. I mean, it's just craziness when you look at the data and you read the potential side effects of this drug. It's not something you want to put in your body. I mean, you're putting foreign proteins directly into your bloodstream. 70 to 80% of your immune system is actually the lining of your gut. you have to take care of your gut lining if you expect to have a good immune system.
Okay, so the
and a vaccine isn't going to do that.
So the first question was, does it work? And secondly, and almost more importantly, is it even safe?
Well, I mean, do you want to take in toxic ingredients like formaldehyde, aluminum, mercury? You know, there's a lot of toxic ingredients in these vials. I mean, ask your, what you should do this season is write a contract up. Whoever is injecting you with that vaccine, take that contract to the individual injecting you with that vaccine, and the contract should stipulate things like, if anything goes wrong, if I get sick or if I get Guillain-Barré syndrome or if I get the flu, I'm going to hold you personally responsible for injecting me with this substance. Not a single person will sign that contract, your doctor, your pharmacist, nobody will sign that contract taking on full responsibility for anything that might go wrong with that vaccine. So if they're not going to sign, if they're not, obviously they're not going to sign it. So, you know, if they're not going to sign that contract, then they don't have full confidence that the product is safe or effective.
One quick question because we're out of time. And that is this, with respect to the flu vaccine, Pam, don't we have all these people at the Middlesex London Health Unit and Health Canada who make all these informed decisions for us, and shouldn't we trust them?
Well, essentially, there's an unholy alliance going on between Health Canada and the vaccine industry. They have lots and lots of jobs that depend on the hype that goes on around vaccines. And they're not going to let go of this belief system that we've had for so many years now that vaccines are safe and effective. They're not going to let go of it because then, you know, they're going to have to eat crow. They're going to potentially have lawsuits on their hands for promoting something that really we haven't needed for so many years. So, I mean, we have to see this conflict of interest. Billions of dollars go to our public health sector because of the vaccine industry. Billions of dollars. So that's the conflict of interest. Of course they're going to endorse vaccines because it helps their job security. So, you know, what we need is more independent thinkers out there, more critical thinkers within Health Canada, people who are brave enough to step up to the plate, like Dr. Shiv Chopra, who has come out as a whistleblower from Health Canada.
Pam,
and he is critically saying that they don't work.
Pam, we have to leave it there. You're going to be in later this morning on an entirely different issue. Hey, thank you so much for doing a tag team thing this morning on two different issues. We couldn't talk about the flu vaccine starting today without having you on for at least for a few minutes. Thank you, Pam.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, Pam will be in at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk about the small farm and the death of the small farm, and now a pushback from small farmers trying to turn things around.